Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, you hear that great voice of Cole Porter, breakfast time.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't really talked about breakfast much. Breakfast is an institution.
It is.
But it's a relatively recent one, historically.
Yeah. What did you find about this?
Well, I went online, but I also went to several other sources. And by and large, it seems that breakfast was a kind of an informal notion that really only applied to working class people. Primarily, they restricted it to children, the elderly, the infirm,
mm-hmm.
and to workers who had mm-hmm. to go out and do a heavy amount of work
mm-hmm.
during the day. It took on a kind of a connotation of something that was sort of vulgar to be indulging in food that early in the morning. And St. Thomas Aquinas had, in the 14th century, he had offered his opinion that it bordered on the sin of gluttony, actually, to be eating in the morning. Basically, there's two meals. There's lunch and there's dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would say it was only until the 19th century that the English recreated it as a thing for all people. And the idea was that it was okay to indulge in these kinds of foods, you see.
But then we also are hearing this line that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's a kind of an accepted axiom.
But I don't believe it, and I don't think you believe it. No, and there are many people who get up, they're not hungry at all, and they don't want to eat breakfast, and their kids, I have a granddaughter and a grandson, they really don't want to eat breakfast, and they don't. And I think that's perfectly fine because they'll make it up later in the day when they do have an appetite.
Yeah, and the question is now, what are you going to eat at breakfast?
Yes, what are you going to eat? Well, look at all the cereals.
You can practically date the history of breakfast from the agricultural revolution when cereals were made widely possible and kept in storage and so forth. The beginning of civilization, as mm-hmm. it were. They're an absolute staple. But I think mostly people ate for breakfast things that were left over from the night before.
That makes sense. Even pizza.
Total sense. Pizza. Yeah, how did that come about? I remember when I first heard that, I was appalled. You know, pizza in the morning? But you know what? I came to love it.
Fruit is certainly popular. Grapefruit, like the iconic breakfast fruit.
Orange juice, actually, as a breakfast drink, dates from 1900.
Really?
It was a novel idea. Have a glass of orange juice. And now we're telling you,
don't have a glass of orange juice. Eat the whole fruit. Eat an orange. Don't have apple juice. Eat an apple.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're getting much more nutrition and much more satisfaction, I think, when you're actually chewing it, chewing the fruit. Whole grain toast is nice if you want that.
Toast. No.
But then there's also things like croissant and donuts and stuff like that, which is quite tempting.
Oh, yeah. Those date from later than you think, too. Even in France, it's kind of a 19th century phenomena, the croissant and pain au chocolat.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I could have one of those at breakfast or any time.
I think coffee had quite a bit to do with the rise of breakfasts. People drank coffee and tea. But you know what was probably the most popular drink for breakfast?
What?
Beer.
Really?
Yeah. Beer was always available. Even cottagers had a little barrel of beer that they kept. Even children drank beer.
There was always hard cider.
Right.
And children would drink that, but they would be cut in half by adding water to that.
Now, the Japanese have a bowl of miso soup. And Chinese, too. You said you would...
You'd have rice called the congee. It's a rice porridge, which can be quite pleasant. I'm not a fan of oatmeal or anything like that.
Well, I am. I love that seven-grain stuff. But you know what's interesting? The Africans had introduced all kinds of things, particularly because they raised cattle. A lot of dairy products really come out of that, and those were served at breakfast.
Well, yogurt,
cheeses and yogurt is great.
European breakfasts tend to have the sausage and cheese and bread and that sort of thing. eat for breakfast whatever you like or don't have anything. It depends on what your appetite
don't
is.
Don't have anything at all.
Don't feel like you have to have breakfast.
No, you don't have to have breakfast. And one thing you do have to do is come back next week for
the food guys.
Food guys.